The BBC presents The Day of the Triffids.
McDonald's, of course. Gisela said something about some friends with a farm near Pulborough. I bet that's where she's gone.
Episode 5, World Narrowing.
The day after the others decided to go to Tynecham, I set out for Sussex. That morning the weather broke and the rain was falling in sheets as I said goodbye to Coker. Dorchester, Wimborne, Ringwood were drenched and deserted. The only life I saw besides the occasional Triffid were two blind ponies in the New Forest. After Rumsey, the sun came out, but the utter loneliness was beginning to get on my nerves. I even thought of turning round and going back to the others. But suddenly, as I passed through a village not far from Southampton, a small figure bounded out of one of the garden gates and came running up the road towards me, waving both arms. Hello, who are you?
My name's Susan. I'm 9. Will you come and help me, please?
Are you alone?
There's Tommy, but something's happened to him. One of those things hit him. He's lying in the garden, look, and the thing's still there.
Put your fingers in your ears. I'm going to shoot the top of it.
Is it dead now?
Yes.
Horrible thing.
Was Tommy your little brother?
Yes. He's only 6. He went out to play.
I'm afraid he's dead.
Poor Tommy. Shall we bury him?
Yes. Is there a spade?
Just over there in the tool shed.
Oh, yes. Would you like to sit in the lorry?
No, I shall be all right. I saw the puppies buried.
You've been waiting long.
Absolute ages.
Are your mother and father anywhere?
They've gone. One morning they couldn't see and Dad went out for help. Then Mummy went to find him and didn't come back and Tommy and I waited.
When did you last eat?
There was lots of cheese and yet that. And then I went down to Mrs. Walton at the post office. She wasn't there, so I took some cake and biscuits and wrote a note. One of those things tried to hit me coming back. I told Tommy not to go out, but he was too little to properly understand. And it was hot yesterday, so he ran out to play with his wheelbarrow while I was washing his other pair of trousers. Will he go in there? It isn't very big.
It'll do. Oh, now, Susan, it's all right. It never hurt him, you know, and you've been so brave.
I've been lonely. I thought nobody was coming, and I was frightened.
I know. I've been frightened, too, and lonely. But now I'm not, and neither are you. Better?
I'll go and pick some flowers for him.
What else would modern like? A purple velvet tea gown trimmed with lace? A hat with fruit on it? Or a nice comfy corset?
You are funny.
Oh, thank you, Susan. Now, if you've got all the clothes you need, we'd better push on. Chichester's a nice town, but we're a long way from where we're going.
Where are we going?
To find a farm near Pulborough.
What for?
I'm looking for a lady.
What sort of lady? Is she pretty?
Yes.
Good.
Come on. We don't want to wait around here.
No, it smells, doesn't it?
It does.
I suppose it's all the dead people.
Yes.
There was one in that shop.
I know.
She hadn't been stung by one of those things, though. She'd fallen down the stairs and broken her neck. I looked. Oh, dear.
You don't want to worry too much about these things.
I wasn't. I said, oh, dear, because it's going to rain again.
So this is Pulborough.
Where are the Downs?
Over there.
Miles away.
Yes, I'd forgotten they were so far.
What shall we do?
Well, the farmhouse he talked about was on the north side of the down, so we might be able to see it from here. Maybe smoke or something.
It's hard to see anything much in this rain.
I know, and it's getting dark. A light, that's what we need. Put your Mac on and we'll use the spotlight.
Wish I had a pair of gum boots.
Now, you keep watching on the left while I swivel it over to the right.
It's like a searchlight.
Now off. Let's see if we get an answer.
Do you know the Morse code?
No.
I knew a boy called William who had a diary with it in.
If we can only get one solitary gleam of light, that'll tell me all I want to know. Now again. Left and right. Left and right.
Cover it up! I saw something!
Well?
Right over on the left. There it is again, look!
Yes, you're right, Susan. You're right.
Is it her?
It's got to be.
You only knew the Morse code, you could ask her.
Can you still see it?
Through the trees, just. You'll want to turn left somewhere.
Can't see a thing.
There, a signpost. And the light's right ahead. There's someone standing by it. Is it her?
Yes, it is. Josella!
Hello, Bill. You've been a long time.
Josella, darling.
Oh, darling, darling. I've been hoping so much. Oh, Bill.
Darling.
You are getting wet. Why don't you kiss her indoors?
Yes, come on, Bill. I've left them far too long. I'm the only one who can see among the four of us.
Who are they?
Dennis and Mary Brent. They were my friends, and it's their farm. And Joyce Taylor, who is staying with them. Come indoors. Then after they'd all died down in Westminster, I went up to Hampstead to try and find you, and then on to the university.
I went there, too.
I sheared off pretty quick when I saw that man Coker prowling round and came straight down here.
Coker's all right. He wouldn't have harmed you.
I didn't know that then.
Thank goodness you didn't. If you hadn't come quickly, it would have been the end of us.
And to crown everything, Mary was having her baby, and the house was surrounded by Triffids.
Joyce was wonderful.
How is the baby?
They're both doing well.
And it isn't blind.
So now we have four pairs of eyes. Two grown-ups, one little girl, and one baby.
And three blind encumbrances.
Shut up, Dennis. No, I'm sorry. I don't know you well enough to say that to you, but you aren't encumbrances. You can't afford to be.
All right. But what happens next?
Next, I shall go to bed. Tomorrow, we'll sort out what needs doing. Still raining.
We need it.
What for?
The vegetables.
Ooh, this is an extremely comfortable bed.
They were quite well off, Dennis and Mary. Poor things. They aren't now.
Better off than some.
Yes. Is it terrible everywhere?
Everywhere except here.
I know. That's how I feel. Oh, Bill, thank heaven you came.
I was terrified you wouldn't be here.
And I was afraid you'd got the plague and died. But you didn't. You haven't.
It's funny to think that we're only at the beginning of our troubles.
Thank you. That's a charming thing for a girl to be told on her wedding night.
What on earth's that? Oh, hello, darling. You're up.
It's past milking time.
You've been doing it?
Yes. I'm teaching Joyce. But it's tricky for her, especially as the cows are blind, too. Hello? Can I come in? Isn't it a lovely day? Can I go out?
Yes, I suppose so.
No, wait. Let's see how many Triffids there are sitting around. They tend to come nearer in the night.
Oh, there's one by the gate.
Another in the hedge.
Two by the cow shed.
Beastly things.
How'd you like to do something about them, Susan?
I'd love to.
I've still got all that anti-triffid gear in the truck. Come on, Susan, the triffid season is over.
Whoopee!
Three, four,
5 cups. How's that, Joe? Oh,
fine, darling. Except one's right on the edge. No, not anymore.
Oh, Lord, I can't even do that.
Oh, Joyce.
One step up, Dennis, and you're in the house.
All right. You can let go now. I know my way around.
Well, we've toured the estate.
And I've sliced the tops off 27 triffids.
Dead eye, Susan.
I love killing them. I'm going to go out every day, Gisella, and kill as many as I can and keep a record, can I?
I shouldn't think there'd be many left soon.
They'll last for a bit. Tee up.
Nearly, but we'll have to hurry. We've the cows to get in, the baby to bath.
I can do that.
Not yet, darling. The butter to make, the water to draw.
And I've got to unload the truck before tomorrow.
Why? Where are you going?
Out on the scrounge. Farm implements, petrol, all manner of things.
Can I come?
No. There's a lot of heavy carrying to be done. Are you up to it, Dennis?
If you think I'll be any use.
Of course you will. You can take one end of a 40-gallon drum as well as the next man.
Thank heaven.
You know you're 2 months old today. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Gisella, is her hair really blonde?
Actually, it's beginning to go a bit dark at the roots.
He's ready.
Tea.
Hello. Tea.
All right, don't shut the place down. I was washing.
Oh, sorry. We thought you were in the field.
The tractor's bust.
Oh, no.
Anything serious?
Fairly.
Pass the bread round, Susan.
Is this the new bat?
Yes. I put more soda in it.
It's a jolly sight nicer than what we used to have in the old days.
2 months ago.
They seem like the old days. Do you know, I bagged 40 triffids today. That makes my total 217.
And still they come.
What's the matter, Bill?
Well, just thinking.
I'll come over tomorrow if you want tractor fuel.
No, I'm going on another trip tomorrow.
Coal?
No, I'm going over to Tynesham.
That place in Wiltshire? Bill, why?
To fetch back 2 trucks... and their drivers.
You mean you want us all to go over there?
Yes. I'll start early and take the sports car. I should do the round trip in a day.
But I like it here.
So do I.
Besides, we've been making a pretty good go of it.
No, Joyce, we haven't. We've all been working our guts out to keep the place clear of triffids and producing just about 1/16 of what we eat. We're storing nothing. We've stocked no firewood for winter. We're getting nowhere fast. We shall manage better in a larger community.
But...
besides, there's another reason. Joe...
Well, it's a bit early to announce it. But I'm going to have a baby.
Oh. Joyce, how can you tell when it's butter without being able to see?
I can feel it change.
You're all getting awfully good at things.
Well, the sun's set, hasn't it?
Nearly. When will Bill be back?
Darling, for the 15th time, we don't know.
I only wondered.
And do try not to ask Gisella. It worries her.
It's all right, Joyce. I'm here, bringing in the eggs.
Sorry. There are some things I'm not good at yet.
Of course... he may easily decide to stay the night.
I dare say he will.
After all, it's a longish way, and he won't want to travel in the dark.
Hi!
What is it?
Listen, I can hear a car.
Oh, Bill, darling, how marvelous. You just made it before dark.
Yes. Hello, Joe.
Hi, Bill. Good trip?
I got along pretty fast.
What's wrong?
We won't be going to Tynesham, after all. It's finished.
Finished?
They got the plague, by the look of it.
Oh.
Some must have got away because they took the trucks. I think they'd left a message on the door, but it had blown off all except one corner. Anyhow, there was nothing alive in sight except a few triffids growing in the drive.
Then what do we do?
We stay here. We learn how to support ourselves, and we go on supporting ourselves. For the rest of time, if necessary...
Mm-hmm.
got in today.
It feels like it. Here, pass the wire along.
It'll be like the Roman War when it's done, with Triffids instead of Picts and Scots wandering around outside.
So twice 5 miles of fertile ground with posts and wire were girdled round.
What?
Dear me, I suppose we ought to give you some sort of education.
But I am educated. Well, nearly. I mean, I can hit a Triffid at 25 yards and practically milk a cow. Here's number 96.
I can hit a Triffid at 25 yards and practically milk a cow. Perhaps he's right. Perhaps that's all the education she needs.
What are you writing so busily, darling?
My journal.
Are you going to be the Anglo-Saxon chronicler of our age?
No, but we've got to keep a record of what we did and how we did it. You know, when we sowed and what we reaped. Otherwise, we won't even be able to learn from our mistakes. And, oh, my goodness, we're going to make some.
Depressed.
Not really. But I've been trying to read up a bit about farming and animal management. The trouble is that none of the writers seem to think that anyone can be as ignorant as I am. They all start halfway through.
I know. It's the same with cooking and gardening. Well, I suppose we'll learn. How much ground are you going to fence off?
About 100 acres, with an inner fence to keep us out of stinging rain.
That's going to take you a bit of time.
Time, darling, is what we have a great deal of. All the time in the world. September the 24th. We've completed the fences. And all Triffids are now outside where they can stay. This means that Susan can now spend more time on farm work. She's bitterly disappointed. We've harvested 20 sacks of corn, which we winnowed in a rather primitive manner. I must now find out how to grind flour. Perhaps a windmill. I saw a covey of partridges today flying over the stubble, but had no gun.
The 12th of December. I'm writing this because Bill was knocked down and trampled on by a horse he was trying to catch. He's not badly hurt, but it'll be several days before he's up and about. It's a nasty reminder of what might happen if one of us became seriously ill. We live on the edge of disaster. But I must say I feel very well, in spite of my ever-increasing size. Food stocks are as follows.
The 2nd of March... At 2 o'clock this morning, I delivered our baby. Josella was wonderfully brave and did most of the work. None of the books were any good at all, but luckily it seemed fairly obvious what was supposed to happen at each stage. We've called him David. He weighs 6.5 pounds on the kitchen scale.
Eight buckets, 12 dozen nappies... One pig trough?
Spelt O-U-G-H, like plow.
Why?
I don't know why, it just is.
Oh.
Lord, it will seem funny going to a town again. Oh, go on with the list, Susan.
1 gross razor blades, 20,000 vacuum-packed cigarettes, 10 pounds ditto tobacco, 10 tins ditto sweets.
I didn't put that in.
I did.
That's fair, Bill, if we're having cigarettes.
Besides, I like sweets, too.
Oh, do you, Mary?
All right, carry on.
That's the lot.
Good. Now, there should be quite a bit of space left over if we take the 10-tonner. What other things do you want if we can get them on?
Braille books.
Yes. Well, when we get to Brighton, I'll go through the telephone directory and see if there's anywhere where we can get them. If not, we'll have to wait till we go to London.
Are you sure it wouldn't be better to go to London anyway?
I don't think so. Brighton, being smaller and by the sea, is certain to be safe after a year. London's still a slight risk.
Sight, it's a jolly sight nearer.
Any more requests?
If you could get a hand loom and some yarn.
Oh, and a potter's wheel and clay.
Jumpers.
Home perm outfit.
A gramophone for the long winter evenings.
We might have a cine projector for the children.
Oh, yes, and a film camera and take films of us all.
Well, why not what the butler saw from the palace pier while we're about it?
Why not? I can hear the Triffids outside the wire.
Yes, they're a lot noisier lately.
Because there are more. Hadn't you noticed?
No, I've got more to do than count Triffids.
Well, there are. Several hundred all round us outside the wire.
As long as they stay there and let us get on with the work, that's all that matters. We'll leave for Brighton first thing, Dennis.
It feels like a good road.
It is. Remember it? Through the downs and straight into Brighton. Yeah. We've just passed the turning to Lewis.
Today's Saturday, isn't it?
Yes, why?
Think of the traffic that had been a year ago.
I know. Now, not a thing in sight. Hello. Yes, there is.
What's wrong?
About 50 yards ahead, there's a roadblock, and somebody's painted Keep Out in large letters right across.
They've no right to do that. Someone fired at us, didn't they?
Yes.
Quick, help me out. Quick.
Steady, steady. They weren't trying to hit us, or they'd have succeeded. But all the same, we'll take their advice.
Where should we go?
London.
You said it wasn't safe.
Safety is relative.
Where are we?
Top of Lower Regent Street, looking across Piccadilly Circus.
At the clock.
One of its hands has fallen off.
Is Eros still standing?
Yes.
Well, go on. Tell me more. I want to know what it's like.
Like Piccadilly Circus empty. Sometimes when I lived in London, I used to get up early in summer and walk. About 5 o'clock on a summer morning, it was just like this.
Was it? There's a musty smell.
That's the chief difference. All around, on the steps of Eros, at the entrance to the London Pavilion, under the colonnade in Regent Street, there are little heaps of clothes with bones sticking out of them.
And you say it's no different.
Well, let's go shopping, shall we?
The sweets?
Buried under 50 yards of good, serviceable, moth-eaten cloth at the back.
Oh, you are a beast. Is it really moth-eaten?
It may be. We chose the best we could find, but moths and cockroaches are the only things left alive in the big stores.
Oh,
I don't know. We were glad of their company.
The silence was fantastic. Is anything else to come out tonight?
The sweets!
Oh, here you are. Here's an odd tin I left out. Oh. Now, run away and make yourself sick.
Hand them round, darling.
As we are dealing in luxuries, we may as well have this crate of bottles now.
I've got it.
I'll take it.
No, I've got something else for you.
What on earth is it?
What the butler saw.
Bill, it's the Rokeby Venus.
Plus a Canaletto, a Constable, and a Franz Hals.
Oh.
Well, nobody seemed to want them, so I pinched them from the National Gallery.
Going to make all the difference to them.
Do you think they're unhappy?
Mary and Joyce are all right. They can keep themselves busy in the house. Dennis chafes a bit.
He'd be better now. He's learned quite a bit of Braille already, and we brought back a stack of books.
He's not the type to spend his time reading when everyone else is working.
It'll be his work. I want him to read up all the medieval stuff he can find.
What?
I want to know exactly what villages did in those days. Or what they used for soap and sugar and buttons and needles and cough mixture.
Are we really going back to that?
If we can't, it's going to be a poor lookout.
Oh, Bill. Bill, I wasn't made for this kind of life. It's dreadful.
Darling.
Oh, Bill. Oh, sorry. Self-pity. Revolting. Must be the gin.
And the music.
After all, we've survived a year. And we're better off than we were when we started.
Better off by David, at any rate.
Oh, and a thousand things. There's the mill and the animals and the garden really beginning to get organized. And you.
Yes, as long as we stay together, I don't see how things can help you.
What are we going to drink for breakfast when there's no more tea or coffee?
Beer.
Jolly good show.
You, my girl, will go on drinking milk.
Swizz, how will we make the beer?
Brew it from barley.
What's the lower field looking like?
Pretty healthy. I've been thinking of pushing out the fence to extend it. By the way, who said there were more Triffids around?
Me.
You were right. I've never seen so many except in a nursery.
What are they doing?
Just rooted there, being Triffids, but more every day.
I wonder why.
Do you think there's a special reason?
Of course there is. He brings them.
Don't point.
And why should I bring them? Do you think I whistle to them in my sleep?
No, but you make most of the noises round the place, sawing and hammering, and they hear you. Oh,
nonsense, darling. They're plants. They can't hear.
All right. Look, Bill. You see that Triffid crossing the field down the valley?
Yes.
Fire your gun out of the window. Just fire it in the air.
Anything to oblige the young.
Now, tell them what you saw.
The Triffid stopped moving. It's swiveling on its roots, and yes, now it's begun to come this way.
It'll come on for about 10 minutes, then it'll stop and listen. If it can hear the others by the fence clattering, it'll keep coming on. But if it can't, it'll turn off and go wherever it was going.
You've been watching them very closely.
I always watch them. I hate them.
She's right, you know, Bill. But they're plants. They've no ears. They can't hear.
Then they do something so like it that only a biologist could tell the difference.
Don't you remember, Mary, how they broke loose and began crowding round the house the moment we all went blind?
They often did that in tropical countries before people went blind.
But not here. Here they were always under control, and they never even tried to make trouble until things went wrong. But then they took advantage of it at once. Why?
Well, I can remember them breaking out of their enclosures before.
But not altogether.
How did they break out?
They crowd up against a portion of their fence until the pressure breaks it down.
Oh, Bill.
Their fence? Or ours?
July the 1st. At last we found what we were looking for, an RAOC depot containing flamethrowers and fuel. I brought 4 back today, and with Josella's help, we destroyed about 500 triffids. August the 10th, busy harvesting. I've learned how to make a horseshoe, which the horse apparently considers wearable. Notes opposite. We set fire to several hundred triffids on the northern wire in an early morning drive.
It is October the 17th and my 11th birthday. Mary gave me a rug she had knitted. We are getting awfully short of fuel for the flamethrowers and are going to try something else. I am doing the journal because W. Mason Esquire and D. Brent Esquire have gone to London to fetch sulfuric acid from a chemical works in Romford.
Watch out!
Oh, what? What was it?
A sign that we can't come here anymore. Fainham House crashed into the street behind us.
Oh. Vibration of the truck?
Yes. And it'll happen again if we're not careful. This is our last visit to Piccadilly.
What does it look like now?
Better.
How?
As though it belonged to another race. Nothing to do with us. There's a sycamore growing out of a shop window, and all the pavements are covered with green moss. You can't see the fountain for willow herb and thistles. We can leave it to the antiquarians now and go home very slowly.
Oh, no. Not morning already.
Hello?
It's me. I'm going down to start milking.
I'll be with you in a moment.
Do you know that before I married a farmer, I never got up before 9 o'clock?
Before I married a farmer's wife, I...
Susan! What's happened?
Anything wrong?
How did you see? I thought I couldn't!
Of course you can see.
Look, it's dark down there, downstairs.
Oh, the curtain's drawn.
I drew them back before we went to bed. Oh, Bill, what is it?
I'll see. Where's the toilet?
How can it be dark on one floor and light on another?
Be careful, darling.
You can come down.
Is it all right?
No, it's not all right, but you're quite safe here.
Look at the window.
Leaves. Triffid leaves.
Oh. Press tight against them, yes. They've broken through the fence in the night, and now they're all around the house.
Oh.
They want us very badly.
That was episode 5 of The Day of the Triffids, a serial for broadcasting in 6 parts by Giles Cooper from the novel by John Wyndham, with Patrick Barr as Bill Mason, Monica Gray as Josella, and Gabriel Blunt as Susan. Production for the BBC by Peter Watts.